Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube recently introduced fresh incentives to attract companies to list on the US dollar denominated exchange that still has only one counter, a seed company called Seedco. Observers say the hype surrounding the Bouses launch has waned as firms have all but steered clear, with fund managers worry after the abrupt closure of the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange in June last year. Amid accusations of exchange rate manipulation, the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange was set up as a subsidiary of the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange in a bid to attract badly needed foreign currency. The new measures aimed at shoring up support for listing on the struggling Bouse include allowing companies with exports above their monthly average to retain 80% of what they earn, up from 60%. Central bank assurances that it would allow repatriation of foreign currency from the Bouse have still left investors slow to participate. Economic analysts say the effect of the suspension of the likes of business giant Old Mutual from the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange is deeper than authorities have managed to grasp. Gift Mgano is among those who feel the finance minister may be putting lipstick on a frog with new measures without addressing the issue of battered investor confidence.
The implication that a radical approach where a country which is in dire need of capital, overnight we just suspend stock exchange and you shut out portfolio investments. Then you come tomorrow and say we are now establishing a new capital market in Victoria Falls and we guarantee safety of investments, respect property rights, but your actions are not speaking like that. This is the challenge which we are facing in Zimbabwe. So you would see that continue to have one counter on that stock exchange for a long time without much participation.
Mugana and others view the slow uptake of the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange as a wake-up call for the government. Kipson Gundani, another economic analyst, agrees and sees the effects of COVID-19 on investor activity.
Well, I suppose the issue of the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange cannot be wholly divorced from what is happening in the general economy. For instance, the country risk factors and all associated fundamentals that have been negating investments into the country. Naturally, I think there is a way to approach the process approach.
Ncube has embarked on investor roadshows targeting investors, but analysts are skeptical.
I think we need to address the fundamental challenges. We need to address the deficit overhang. We need to address the issues that have to do with the eradication of the legacy debt and also the high risk country profile that is either perceived or real, but still the same. It needs to be addressed.
Economic analysts add that radical and abrupt policy turns by government are disruptive to business operations and a bane to the economy. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.